So when I said we should be purpose driven, not goal driven, but then new people come, we give them goals, you know, chant 2 rounds, chant 4 rounds, chant 8 rounds. When we have book distribution, we have goals, distribute this many books. We have fun. There are so many goals that we have. See, yes, see, when I said we should be purpose driven, not goal driven, that doesn't mean we shouldn't set goals. Goals are vital. Every day, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita tells Arjuna, karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu. Don't be attached to the results of work. But then, soon after the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, the Kurukshetra war started. And in every day in the Kurukshetra war, the Pandavas would set goals. Now, today we'll fight this regiment. Today you fight this person. Today you fight that person. Most famously, on the 14th day, Arjuna set a goal that I am going to kill Jayadrath. Krishna did not tell, hey Arjuna, you forgot ma phaleshu kadachana. Not like that. So, he did not tell Arjuna like that. So, now the point is that goals naturally inspire us to act. So, most of us right now are in the mode of passion. And in the mode of passion, we need some tangible results to feel a sense that I am doing something worthwhile. Without that, we feel, what is it? What am I doing? So we want some tangible things, so set up some tangible goals. That's not at all wrong. As long as that doesn't become the only purpose why we are doing it. So, for example, if you are studying Bhagavatam, you are like, when we are doing, if you are studying Bhagavatam, we say that, okay, you know, this Bhagavatam, there's so, I say, I want to read Bhagavatam. And then what happens? The mind says that, okay, for last 5 years, I want to read Bhagavatam. Last 5 years, I didn't read. Today also, if I don't read, it doesn't matter. I'll read tomorrow. And like that, we say, another 5 years will go. But if we set a goal, okay, we have got this Bhakti Vaibhav course, I want to do this course, and in that, in 6 months, we'll complete 1 minute. Then what happens? That gives us a structure, that gives us a purpose. And then we move forward much faster. Now, how many marks one gets in the Bhakti Vaibhav course, how many courses one completes, it's not that when we die, at that time, there's going to be some gatekeeper at Vaikuntha. Did you do Bhakti Vaibhav? Did you do Bhakti Shastri? Okay, come in. Otherwise, don't. Not like that. At that time, we'll be seeing how much we are remembering Krishna. But these are means which can help us to remember Krishna. So otherwise, okay, there's so much scripture. One day I'll study it. So when we say one of these days means none of these days. It becomes like that. So usually goals give us a sense of excitement, a sense of achievement, a sense of urgency. So goals are good. What is not good is just becoming attached to the goals or reducing our vision of bhakti only to the goals. So yes, if we tell, let's distribute this many books, then what happens? Devotees get some excitement. Let me try it. Now, if it's somebody not able to distribute, that doesn't mean that they're bad devotees, or that doesn't mean they're failed. Just that's if goals inspire us to bring out our best, if goals inspire us to rise to higher level, then they're anukul to bhakti. And because they're favorable for devotion, we accept them. But if goals become all that we are doing, then, in the early days of our movement, it happened that there were two bus parties in the temple, and both of them were intense competition, wanted to distribute. And they would wake up in the morning, complete their rounds, and they just rush out all day for book distribution. And one team, they wanted to distribute more books. So what happened? One of the very neophyte devotees at that time, he went early morning and he went and punctured the tires of the other bus. This is devotion, but this is, you can say, destructive devotion. Misdirected and destructive devotion. So we don't want to do like that. If we think that goals are all that I have to achieve, so yena kena prakarena goal sampurnam. Somehow or the other I have to achieve goal, whatever it takes. If we become like that, then it's a problem. But if goals inspire us to remember Krishna and help us to become more dedicated, then they are favorable to bhakti. We can use them. Okay? Thank you.